Well, you may be seated. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it, Kevin? I love Christmas time. Anybody love Christmas time? Wow, I mean, people are going everywhere tonight. I don't know where everybody's going, but there's a lot of people on the roads. It must be Christmas time. And, you know, I love the Christmas story, and I know that you have read the Christmas story many times. In fact, once my grandchildren started coming on the scene, I started making it a practice every Christmas of reading the Christmas story. So that's one of our traditions, which I think is a pretty good tradition. So I'm just going back over today, reading from the book of Luke. That's my favorite book among the Gospels. I'm sure that all of you have your favorite, but I was just reading the Christmas story from the book of Luke, and there's a lot of sermons, a lot of messages that you could dissect there. But my eyes fell upon a passage from Luke chapter 2 and verse number 7. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 7, that's a long chapter, isn't it? Here's what it says. You got that? And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And she brought forth. That was, my eyes fell upon those words. She brought forth. One translation, in fact, several translations says, and she gave birth. Now, Mary did not give birth immediately. Everybody knows that the birthing process did not happen immediately. Everybody knows that it took time. And you must understand that Jesus came into this world, born of woman, but there was a process that took place. And I just want us to go back and look at that. First of all, Mary received a word from the Lord. And you've heard me say many, many times that sometimes all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. I mean, knows that it all starts with a word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And so everything that happens in our life begins with a word. And so the Bible said that Mary received a word from the Lord, a very young lady in a very small town. And not many people would probably notice her or know her. But that's usually the way God works. He just takes people out of obscurity, kind of no names, and thinking, well, what's ever going to happen in my life? God just takes us and just causes something wonderful to happen in our life. So Mary received a word from the Lord from Luke 1:31, and the word was, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Now, every time we get a word from God, we have to make it a choice. Either we're going to receive that word or we are going to reject that word. Now, if we are going to receive that word is going to have to go through a process. The Bible said that certain things happen in the process of time. And so Mary, she had to determine, am I going to receive this word? And so the second step that in the process, Mary said, let it be to me. So you get a word from God. And that word may look impossible. And with man, it could be impossible. But how many knows with God, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So Mary, first of all, said, well, how can this be? How could this happen? Because the first thing that happens when God begins to speak to us as a church or an individual, then the question mark arises, a big question mark. And the question mark is, how can this be? And so she said, how can this be? I've never known a man. And she understood things from a natural. But by faith, she said these words, which literally changed her life, these five words, let it be to me. And so God wants to speak to you. And there's a lot of people that's received a lot of prophetic words, a lot of revelatory words, but somehow they kind of put them on the shelf or put them on the back burner or just don't understand how that could possibly happen to them. Andre Crouch said, I never thought it could be till it happened to me. So Mary said, let it be to me. So there was a giving of a word. The angel of the Lord came. And then there was the receiving or the receptivity. So Mary brought forth a child, but it just did not happen suddenly. There was a process, and we need to consider that tonight. First of all, a word from God. Second of all, a receiving of the word, let it be to me. Then the third step was a confirmation of the word. A confirmation. So Elizabeth, she gave a confirming word. And you know, when you hear a word from God, it is wonderful when you have a confirmation in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And so it's wonderful when God confirms his word. So when Mary came in Luke chapter 1, a lot coming down here, Elizabeth said, her cousin said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How amazing could this be? Most theologians say that Mary was about 14 years old. And she comes in, her cousin, who knows her, takes one look at her and begins to prophesy. How could this be that the mother of my Lord is coming into my house right now? You know, there's a lot of people who would like to look at you and put you in the realm of the natural. Huh? And when they see God working in your life or they hear a prophetic word, they just say, oh, I know that person. How could that be? That's called a spirit of familiar. That's a familiar spirit. Paul said, I'm going to determine I'm not going to know people after the flesh. I'm going to know them after the spirit. And so the cousin of Mary Elizabeth, she began to prophesy and say, blessed are you, the fruit of your womb. How is it that the mother of my Lord is coming into my house right now? Oh my goodness. Have you ever thought about that? But there was a confirmation or a confirming word that brought enlargement, expansion into the life of this Christmas story. Okay, so Mary got a word, then she received the word, and then she received a confirmation of the word, and then the fourth step in the process, Mary had to speak that word into existence. In other words, she prophesied over herself. How often do you prophesy over yourself? And if anyone does not believe in prophecy, they need to do away with the whole first chapter of the book of Luke because it's just filled with prophetic words. And so Mary began to prophesy over herself. How long has it been since you prophesied over yourself? What God has said about you, and you just look in the mirror and just begin to say, I'm prophesying over you, the guy in the mirror, the lady in the mirror. And you begin to prophesy. That's exactly what Mary did. And you can go back and rehearse it in the book of Luke chapter 1. But she said, henceforth, she prophesied of herself, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. All generations. That is a long, long time. She said, I'm prophesying to myself that all generations are going to call me blessed. Oh, wow, that is a powerful word. Now, the Bible doesn't say anything about Mary having a ministry. Doesn't say anything about her being a prophetess. Doesn't say anything about really her background except of where she lived. But now she's prophesying over herself. The anointing is upon her. Henceforth, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. So she gets the word. She receives the word. There is a confirmation of the word. And then she prophesies over herself. You know, I believe that God has wonderful things in motion, but we need to go through the entire process. There is a process, and we can use this procedure. We can use these steps in order to receive a fulfillment of what God desires to do in us as a church and what God desires to do in us as individuals. And then the fifth step, she then gave birth to that word, that promise, through travail. Now, a lot of people get to this fifth and final step and they stop. And as a result of them stopping, then there is no birthing or fulfillment of those things that God desires to fulfill and do in their lives. You know, there are many prayers in the Bible, but the primary prayer is the prayer of travail. The prayer of travail. And the dictionary says that travail means to engage in painful or laborious effort. Everybody knows that most women don't give birth to babies while eating some nacho and drinking some Coca-Cola and laughing and telling some jokes at those in the room. Everybody knows that just does not happen. How many knows that they, in order to give birth, are engaging in a painful or laborious effort? Why do women go through the process? Because I believe there is something inside of a woman that desires to bring forth a child, if she's able to do that, to bring forth a child, to bring forth a life in order to see a fulfillment of the plan and the purpose that God may have in that particular life. So why would they go through a laborious, painful situation in order to see a fulfillment of those things that are in their heart, those dreams that they have? So the synonyms are all words we like to shy away from as far as travail, ordeal, trial, tribulation, hardship, toil, effort, exertion, labor, sweat, struggle. But to bring forth a child, in order to bring forth or to birth something that is inside of them. And so a woman has to go through the process of those labor pains, that travail, in order to bring forth the child, a fulfillment of what that they desire to happen. So the scripture that best describes the prayer of travail is Romans 8:26. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, sounds that cannot be put into words, making prayers out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans, unexpressed groanings. So Mary gave birth. But after, you know, the Bible said that when a woman brings forth a child at the moment, it is labor, laborious, pain, but after a while, it's what? Joy and happiness and gladness and rejoicing. Look at my baby, and isn't my baby cute? Isn't my baby beautiful? And there's all kinds of celebration. where just a few moments before or a few hours before, there was a lot of pain and effort, but now there is great joy. And so there's a lot of people many times that try to avoid the laborious effort, the prayer of travail, and as a result, their dreams or visions do not come to pass. So Mary prayed the birthing prayer, and Jesus, the Bible said, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. So Jesus came into the world. How many glad he came tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into the world. But he did not get here by himself. Somebody travailed. Somebody had some laborious pain. Somebody had some discomfort in order for Jesus to be born. And so Mary brought forth, the Bible said she brought forth. She brought forth. And it's this process of receiving a word, of hearing a word, receiving a word, having a word confirmed, and then prophesying over herself, and then through the labor pains that the child was born. And it happens to us as a church. It happens to us as an individual. In fact, I can sometimes I go back and read the book of the revival, the 26-week revival in 1994, which I got to be a part of. And I remember that in the very first 2 or 3 weeks of that revival, there was a lot of rejoicing and celebrating and beating on pots and pans, and people were blowing whistles, and some people had some party favors. I think even some people had some party hats. But after a while, there was a shift that came into the revival. And I begin to hear groanings and travailings and people on their face calling upon the name of the Lord. And I knew that God was in the process of birthing something very supernatural. People were about to be saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost. The marriages put back together and people healed. And there was a birthing process that carried us through from April all the way through the end of the year and even into the next year. And during that process, a lot of things happened. The power tower was birthed, and the television station was birthed, and there was a lot of stitches was birthed, and there was a lot of things that were birthed as a result of not just blowing the whistles or beating on the pots and pans. That was wonderful. But it was, the things happened here were birthed as a result of the prayer of travail, the spirit of travail. And somebody says, well, I don't quite understand what that prayer is. I remember as a boy when my dad moved my mom and I to a little town in southwest Oklahoma, and he said God has spoke to me to go there and to birth a church. And when we say birth a church, I mean, that is not a simple process. But he said, the Lord has spoken to me. And I remember we just started in the living room. You've heard me tell the story. Just started in the living room of our home, that little town of Comanche, Oklahoma. But I would hear, as a boy, I would hear my dad up early in the morning praying, and I would hear him groaning and travailing in the spirit, and he would weep and wail like a woman having a baby. You know, the Bible said when Zion travail, Zion representing the church, when Zion travail, children were birthed into the kingdom of God. And so I remember my dad travailing before God, and I believe the prayer of travail, it, of course, is a birthing prayer, and it births ministry. It bursts souls, and it bursts vision. And some people say, well, I just can't seem to have things birthed in my life, or I've got these dreams, or I've got these passions, or I've got this prophecy, or I've got this word from God, and I don't quite understand why it just doesn't come to pass. But what happens is some people get the baby in the birth canal and they cannot bring it forth. I remember when my first granddaughter was born, Brittany, Gene and I had gone out there to California and stayed maybe 2 or 3 weeks and waiting for the baby to come. The baby was due, and the doctor that she had, he only believed in natural childbirth, and so she kept carrying the baby until I finally came home, because I was in a meeting in Oklahoma City. Gene went back out, but the baby got so large that the baby could not get through the birth canal. And I remember Gene telling me the story of the nurse saying to our daughter, Darla, Darla, you better push, because if you don't push, if you don't help us, if you don't push, this baby is not going to make it. This baby will die in the birth canal. But she pushed, and our granddaughter Brittany came out and now is almost 21 years old. Hallelujah. And she was birthed, but it took some effort. It took some pushing. And I believe that we are coming to a place where the babies that we have longed for, desired, the dreams that we have as a church, and the dreams that we have as individuals, are coming to the place of birthing. And I believe that we are just needing to push a little bit. And it for a while it may seem like laborious, kind of painful, kind of sweating, but then the baby comes out. There's a birthing of revival. There's a birthing of ministry. There's a birthing of souls, and then there's great joy. You know, I've been posting I've been tweeting and putting on my Facebook about how many people are being saved as a result of my home church, and so everybody's just getting the word. But somebody must be travailing around here. There must be some groaning. There's got to be some birthing prayers for all of these people that are getting saved, that are coming to know the Lord. Somebody is making an effort. So Jesus did not just get here by himself. I mean, even though Mary was conceived supernaturally, and Mary conceived by the Holy Ghost, there still took an effort for a woman to go through the birthing process. Jesus did not get here. There had to be a process, and somebody had to make an effort. Somebody had to give birth. So I just believe the Holy Ghost wants me to say tonight that Calvary Cathedral, they've got some dreams and visions. I know that Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols have cared for many, many years in the birth canal. I believe we're just going to push a little bit. We may have to pray some prayers of travail. There may be some groanings. I mean, how long has it been since you've heard entire congregations weeping and wailing and travailing before God? And I would hear my dad praying, "Oh God, give me souls. God, let a church be birthed in this little town, in this area." And there was a pushing and a travailing, and it wasn't long before people began to get saved and lives began to change and miracles started happening. But it did not happen by just having a word from God. So what I'm saying tonight is sometimes we get this dream, we get this word from God, and we think that it's just automatically going to fall into our lap. No woman would get pregnant thinking, you know, I'll just fall asleep one night and when I wake up in the morning, there will be my baby. No. No. There is some travail. There is some labor. And so the Christmas story is so real to us tonight, because someone went through a process. No wonder that generations call her blessed, because she was willing to carry a baby in spite of the shame, in spite of the ridicule. You know, I grew up as a classical Pentecostal when it was not very favorable. I mean, people looked down on us. And so sometimes we have to endure the shame or the persecution or whatever it may take in order to get the job done, in order for the birthing to take place. So I discern that the Holy Ghost is wanting me to say tonight that we have had over 9,400 people won to Jesus, praise God. And when I tell people that, they look at me quite strange. But I believe it's just a tip in the iceberg of what God is going to do, because I believe that there is a baby in the birth canal. It's called revival, hallelujah, that's going to make an impact upon this city and upon this state and upon this nation from this geographical location, hallelujah. I believe that God is desiring to birth something, and we just need to travail. We need to push a little bit, and at the time it may be a little bit unpleasant, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be great joy. There's going to be celebration in the house of what God is doing and is going to do in this church corporately, congregationally, and in you as an individual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember in 1986, when Gene and I had just been traveling for a little while, after pastoring for 18 years, we started traveling, preaching, doing revivals, carrying out the prayer message, and I was in this Southern Baptist church in Oklahoma ministering, and I would go and pray. Each day with the pastor, and it would be maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and I would see him on the floor, and he would be groaning and travailing. And I hadn't heard very many Pentecostal preachers pray like that, much less Southern Baptist pastors. And he would be travailing in the spirit. And I asked him one day, I said, Jerry, where did you learn how to pray like that? And what is the purpose of all of the groaning and travailing? Of course, I knew what it was, because I'd travail many times, but to hear a Baptist travailing like that. And he said, I learned the effectiveness of travailing in the spirit, praying until the groanings and things that I could not utter in English begin to well up out of me, like similar to a woman having a baby. And he went to his desk and he got out this list and he said, Dale, look at these names. And there was a long list of names, and the names, there was a line that marked through. There was over 100 names. And he said, Dale, I wrote down the names of men that I knew, husbands husbands that had wives of the church, and people of men that I knew, neighbors or what have you. And he said, I began to pray over each one of these men daily, and I began to call their names in prayer. And he said, as I began to pray, the most unusual thing began to happen in my life, Dale. I began to groan in the spirit, and the spirit of God, but with weeping and wailing. And it was all of these sounds that began to come out of me. And I would agonize over these men and say, God, save them. Don't let them go to hell. And I would weep and wail over them. And I began to see them one by one. I began to see them saved. I began to see them come into the kingdom of God. I began to see them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And as they came to know the Lord, I would mark out their name. And he said, see all of these names. And there was over 100 men that he had prayed into the kingdom of God simply through that prayer of travail, that pushing to get these men through that birth canal into a place where they could come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And through his travail, he brought forth sons. Hallelujah. He brought forth sons. He brought forth men into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so I declare tonight that Mary, the wonderful the wonderful Christmas story. Mary went through the process, the birthing prayer, and it bursts, and the birthing prayer bursts three things: souls, vision, and ministry. When I first started in the ministry, I didn't know how to get started. Except I just began to pray. And as I began to pray, the Spirit of God would come upon me. And I would begin to weep and travail and like I'd heard my daddy do. And God began to spring forth in my life, and things began to happen, and ministry began to be brought forth, and souls began to be saved, and vision began to be birthed. Where's no vision, the people perish. I believe tonight, I'm prophesying tonight that something that we as a church and you as an individual are on the horizon of something incredible that God is doing. I believe these are just the introductory days of what God is going to do. And I believe that churches and leaders will be coming from all over America to see what is going on at Calvary Cathedral International. See what God is doing in the soul winning, what God is doing in the Power Tower, what God is doing in the Bible College, what God is doing in the outreach, what God is doing in the Christian school, what God is doing in the church. I believe it's a Holy Ghost setup. And so when you come to the place in corporate prayer, individual prayer, where you're coming to a place where you say, I've got this going on, and I'm not sure what this is that I'm feeling, what I'm discerning right now. You got to know that just let the groanings come out of you, or whatever God wants to say through you. It does not have to be something that is intelligible or understanding, but it's the Holy Ghost desiring to birth something. And so if you have a word from God, and then you have received the word from God, and there's a confirmation, and then you're prophesying over yourself, you're coming to the place of birthing where God desires for you to become productive, enlarge, expand, going to places you've never been, doing things you've never done, saying things you've never said, preaching sermons you never preached, giving prophetic words you've never given, playing instruments you've never played, writing music you've never written. I'm telling you, having a wedding you've never had before. I don't know what it may be, but I'm telling you that God wants to, He's bringing to a place where He wants to birth. So don't stop. It may be when you come to a place, you may have to push a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she brought forth. And we brought forth, and I brought forth. Hallelujah. God desires for you to be fruitful and to multiply. God desires to enlarge us as a church. God desires to enlarge you as an individual, expand you through the prayer of travail. And she brought forth. And thank God for the rest of the Christmas story. Hallelujah. I think we ought to stand and pray a little while tonight. Hallelujah. Why don't you just come and pray with me? Let's pray together tonight. Everybody come down. You don't have to make a line. Just get in as close to me as you can here. We have come, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And there may be some of you saying, you know, this thing, this walk with God and these dreams I have and these visions and all this, It's getting a little tougher. Anybody say it's getting a little bit tougher? Huh? It's getting harder. Should be getting easier, but it's getting harder. But you got to realize that if you've come to that place where you say it's really been getting tougher, you are on the verge, I believe, of birthing something we're on the verge of birthing something that could be just awesome. Hallelujah. We just need to be saying, let it be to me. And you need to be getting in front of the mirror and prophesying to yourself. Well, what am I going to prophesy? You're going to prophesy what has been already been prophesied over you. And you're going to prophesy what is in your heart. The prophet Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart. So there may be things that you've not even received prophetic words about, but there are some things in your heart, and you need to get in front of the mirror and you need to start prophesying over yourself. Mary said, this little teenage girl said, all generations are going to call me blessed. Hallelujah. Abraham shikobri bikita sokota rabriata. And your mind cannot dictate the words of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibrishikuta. You got to understand that Mary was a teenager. I sent out a prophetic word today that I heard the Holy Ghost say to me. The Holy Ghost said to me, I'm going to send a revival, but I'm not going to send a revival without the young people. I'm not going to exclude them. And so we need to be praying for the youth. We need to be praying for teenagers. Teenagers who will prophesy, who will preach, who will declare, cast out devils, lay hands. Hallelujah. Kibroshikuto ribiite. And I'm just at a place right now that I'm ready to help. I'm ready to help younger people. Young, I heard the Holy Ghost say young people need to come out of obscurity and old people need to get out of retirement. And let's get with it. Hallelujah. And it's time, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, it's time the church shakes off the spirit of heaviness. What's going to happen to our nation? What's going to happen to me? Whoa, what's going to happen? Whoa, whoa. No. No, it's not whoa, whoa. It's go, go. Hallelujah. It's not whoa, whoa. It's go, go. The prophet said, here am I, Lord, send me. How about me? Hallelujah. How about us? How about Calvary Cathedral? How about Fort Worth? How about me? Just get in front of the mirror and say, how about me? What about me? Let it be to me. So have we seen the best days in America? Oh, no, no, no. The best days are ahead of us. Hallelujah. What about Calvary Cathedral? Were the best days downtown? No, no, no. The best days are uptown. Hallelujah. There was a time we were on 5th Street, but now we're on Interstate 35. Glory to God. When I say it, I feel the Holy Ghost. Rey Manasuri. We're on Interstate 35. Hallelujah. 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 And I believe that God is bringing us as a church and bringing us as individuals, bringing us from downtown to uptown. Hallelujah. 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 Now, in 1995, I wrote a book about the revival of Fort Worth. But I've still got another one to write. That was the one about downtown. But I'm going to write another one uptown. I'm going to put Bill Flowers, I'm going to put him in this book. Hallelujah. 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 And some of you may make the book. Glory to God. I may write about you, may tell your story. Job said, I wish somebody would tell my story. I might tell your story. Kerando shikete rabondo rebikite. Brando sikotora brei shikotara braute. Hallelujah. Y'all three young people, y'all teenagers, y'all come here. I'll pray for y'all. Get on the first row here. Right here on the first step. Hallelujah. Lord, I lay hands on these three teenagers. Lord, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost to preach, to prophesy, to interpret dreams and visions. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to take the gospel. I'm prophesying you're going to preach, young man, with great authority, great power. Cast out devils. Hallelujah. I'm going to prophesy over you, young lady, that you're going to interpret dreams. God's going to promote you because people are going to have dreams. You're going to interpret the dreams. Prophesy over you, young lady, that you're going to be an international young lady. You're going to travel to many nations of the world. Hallelujah. Take the gospel. David, come here. I'm going to prophesy over you that you'll have a tent. The days of tent meetings are not over. You'll have a tent seven times the size of the one you have now. You're going to heat it seven times hotter. Hallelujah. Robert and Pam, y'all step right up here. I'm going to prophesy that young children will preach the gospel, will declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We'll see dreams and visions. Nindarabrieta is going to be an outbreak. Hallelujah. Children will stand and testify, declaring the word of the Lord. I'm prophesying over you, Randy. You're going to see revival all up and down Interstate 35. Hallelujah. Come here just a moment. I'm going to lay hands on that vision. Is going to be birthed. Hallelujah. Mandarabrieta, all up and down 35. Every church on Interstate 35. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the other church is not excluded, but I declare in the name of Jesus that churches all up and down from south to north, hallelujah, going to experience the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 Release of the baby. Hallelujah. Release of the baby. There's some of you, hear the Holy Ghost saying, there's some of you, the baby's right in the canal. Hallelujah. Just need to push a little bit, travail a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit tonight. Lord, we lift our voices tonight, interceding for souls, for ministry, for vision to be birthed. Words that have been spoken, declared, decreed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibashike batai. Kiribriana mandala batola briana mandola bri kiribriandribriye. Kiribatala basiri bri kiribriandribriye tarabasuri briana mando. Nanamandribriana mandribriye. Hallelujah. Kibatala mandora brisigere brianda la briera mandara brie. Ibashigama mandora bricuda mandala batala basera briata rabaku. Kibashigara mandara brie. Aramandara batala brianda la batiata la brianda la mandola bricire brianda la brieta. Let it be to me. Let it be to me. Can you imagine a teenage girl having the audacity to say, all generations are going to call me blessed? She didn't just say my generation. She said all generations. Hallelujah. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we literally speak our worlds into existence. And I'm charging you, I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus to begin to give expression to what is in your heart. It makes no difference how impossible it may seem. I command you, I charge you to stand in front of the mirror and begin to prophesy to that man or that woman in the mirror. And prophesy what is in your heart. Declare it, decree it. Whatever it may be. Hallelujah. 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 And at your voice, the baby will begin to leap. Hallelujah. When the baby heard Mary's voice inside of Elizabeth's womb, the Bible said the baby leapt. You will make the baby inside of you that has been conceived inside of you, you'll make that baby leap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibrishako Ibrandaramando Mindriandarabriarabrio Turbashukurabrio. Oh, Briti, Briti Sukuturite, Teravarando Rera Mandori Kutai, Neramanda Rotu Sutu, Nerebri Era Mandatai, Erebruto, Kirebruto, Sikobata Sataruto. Mr. Guitar Man. Not too late, not too late, not too late, not too late, not too late. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Revive us again, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's speak words over ourselves as a church, words over us as individuals. Make the baby leap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let it be to me, Lord. Let it be to us, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll play a little piano now. Is there an organ in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with me tonight. Somebody bless the Lord. Bless the Lord of my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name. Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Can somebody bless his name tonight? Can somebody bless the Lord? Can somebody praise God with me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say so. Say so. 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 Go. The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Hallelujah. America's counting on us. Fort Worth is depending on us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Father God, because you sent your Son. And Jesus, thank you because you came. Hallelujah. Born of a virgin birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wise men still seek his face. Wise men still seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm so thankful that we know you tonight. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. There may be someone here tonight that does not know the Lord. You say, I know you guys are rejoicing and singing and you're happy, but I just don't know the Lord tonight. What a wonderful time to have a spiritual birthday on, what is today, the 20th, 19th? Is it the 20th? 19th. Some of y'all can celebrate your spiritual birth on December the 19th for the rest of your life. And so I want to pray with those of you that don't know the Lord, or maybe you're a backslider, something happened, something went wrong. I want to pray with you. You can just get things right. You can get it fixed tonight. Get it fixed. You get it fixed tonight. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, but you don't know what I've done, how I've missed. No. Get it fixed tonight. Hallelujah. One prayer will fix all. Hallelujah. And maybe you just don't know for sure. You can't know for sure. And if the devil tries to say, well, you really not a Christian, you really... No. You said, no, I went down that Wednesday night, December the 19th. Huh? Hallelujah. I stood in front of those red flowers. I was there when it happened. I guess I ought to know. The song goes. Hallelujah. I want to pray for some people that don't know the Lord tonight, or you're a backslider, or maybe you don't know for sure. Maybe you're just bound up and you say, I just need the Lord tonight. People need the Lord. And so I'm just going to have you to come and everybody can just remain right here, because I've got another group of people I want to pray for. But if you don't know the Lord, just come and stand on the front, on the first step, if you will. I want to pray with you tonight. Just come. Anybody here who's not a Christian, you don't know the Lord, is that it's like to get things right with God? I want to pray with you now. December the 19th, you're a December 19th baby. Hallelujah. You're getting birth into the kingdom of God tonight. Or you're coming back to God tonight. You're getting things solved, resolved tonight. Who's in the house like that? You want to come? Just come and just stand on the first step here, and I'm going to pray with you. Personally, I want to pray with you. Anybody? Let's say this prayer just in case. Can we say this prayer together? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept your forgiveness. I forgive myself. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's thank him. Can we do that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.